assistant preacher today. It's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, I love it. I love hearing life and vitality from the voices of the choirs, to the youngest in our midst who join the voices, from those whose voices are too small to be heard because they've spent 90 years singing loud. That's what I love about this altar. Every voice, every person, every body. I mean, that's what the gospel is today. Every person, every voice, every body. You know, in this age where we hear so much, we are bombarded by so much noise in this present age. The news, I mean, how many have got to the point where you've just turned it off now because it's too overwhelming and too much? A show of hands, if I asked, would probably be overwhelming. Yeah, I mean, and there are some of you who probably want to lift your hand, but it's weird and it's hard and it's all the time. And it's hard to think and to be. The demands of meetings over Zoom, still living in a digital age that we learned from COVID, the demands of all the content that wants our time and our attention, all of that bears upon us and makes it impossible to hear the gospel that says everybody. Now more than ever, we cannot find peace away from these sounds that demand our attention. Yet in their demand, in the pull from all that desires our time, attention, our loyalty, our fealty, our money, when that pulls it from us, it doesn't just take it's our money and time. It takes our life and vitality. How many of you feel less alive and vital in this era than you have before in your life? I think the same show of hands. I wouldn't even blame you if you considered this sermon to be just one more noise amidst the cacophony of the world. Sometimes what I preach is just that noise. They can't all be great, right? So I don't blame you. I don't blame you if you show up and you just want to sit and be. I mean, I was once there believing that the voice of a preacher was just noise. I remember what it's like to come and just want to be. But there's claims upon you. Claims upon us. The world that we live in wants you. It wants everything from you, and if you let it, it will take us. In a world like this, it's hard to discern what is right and true. It's hard to discern the voice of truth amidst the cacophony of deception. Now more than ever, we need some shepherd to tell us where to go, what to look for, who to be. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he's brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Amidst the noise, inside of a world of chaos that threatens to drown you in its static, the voice of the shepherd cries out. It calls to you by name amidst all the world's pain and horror. The voice of the shepherd calls to you when you're wandering and feel lost, when you feel like you are aimless on the sea, when you feel completely abandoned, the voice of the shepherd is the one that calls you, not back to him, but calls you to stay where you are because he is coming to get you. And wasn't it Jesus who said he leaves the 99 to find the one? And in my telling of the story, that one's the black sheep, because I've always been the black sheep of my family. Of everywhere I go, I feel like the black sheep sometimes. And I bet some of you feel like that. Yeah, the shepherd goes and seeks everybody else but you. Yeah, the blessings of God are for everybody else except you. And yet here we are bearing witness to the shepherd who says, I will seek and find all those who need to be soothed and bandaged up and put upon my shoulders so they can find a steady ground to stand upon. It's a voice of invitation. not chastisement. The voice of the God I have met in Jesus Christ is not one of chastisement or judgment or wrath, but of invitation and grace and mercy. A voice that gathers us into one body, a body that is full of life, abundant life, overflowing with life, life so much that we can't hold on to it, that we frivolously spread it out into the community, life right here around this altar and around this font and inside every one of you. By listening to this voice, by trying to pay attention to what matters in this world, by listening to what is beautiful and good and holy, you will suddenly be able to hear, like Elijah said, the voice of God showing up in the sound of sheer silence. It's not the thunder. It's not the fire. It's not the storm. It's silence. And right now in this place, where silence can feel thin, let yourself sit with the knowledge that every single one of you, in your individuality and your uniqueness and your beauty, with your core spots and your fine spots, with your assets and your liabilities, everything about you belongs here right now, because you've been called by the shepherd. That's why I do what I do. I was called once when I was the black sheep, when I showed up into a church on a Sunday night wanting to be everywhere else but there. But the air felt electric. It felt charged with possibility. And see, that's what I'm feeling right now. I left that place knowing my sacred worth and my value, that I was a sheep called by the shepherd. I heard it as if for the first time from the voice of one of the worst preachers I had ever heard in my life. You are loved by God. And that weight felt so good to know that I was desired by the source of all creation. Good Shepherd Sunday comes along and reminds us that we serve a God who went to the bottom of it all in death and yet conquered hell and the grave by bursting forth and coming to find his lost and scattered disciples. He could have ascended then and ruled the earth with might and fury. But he went and he found them, and he cooked for them, and he sought them out when they were afraid in upper rooms, and he revealed his bleeding side to them and said, I'm here for you. Come to me. That's the God that we serve and we come to worship today. I left that place transformed that night, and I'm here because of it. And maybe there's someone of you in this place who needs to know that you're valued, that you're sought by God. You're not just tolerated by God, you are sought and desired in the fullness of your humanity. My hope and prayer is that we are a people, a parish that is known out there as a place with doors wide open, pews ready to receive, and a table overflowing with grace and mercy. I love this parish and this place because I have never seen a people more committed to doing good in their community. I've got no reason to glaze you. I'm proud of you and what God calls us to do and how we are faithful. And yet I know we can do and be more for this community when the time is right, when God calls us to even more holy service. I will never doubt for a second that this is a place that will rise up and meet God where God calls us to be. So the question for you today, friends, is will you take this feeling of welcome, of acceptance, of invitation, of absolute inclusion of your total self. Will you come up here and feast? And will you take it out there and invite people in to receive the goodness that you know in this moment? I am but one. You are but one. Together, we are many. And many hands can make light work. And the work I see out there is restoring a community that needs to know its worth and value. In this Eastertide, dear people of God, in the words of Johnny Cash, ain't no grave gonna hold me down. Amen.